the Morning News Express on WFMD. Good morning. Bob and Ryan got a follow-up to a story that we didn't break, but we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Taco Daddy, the restaurant downtown that the employees walked out of, we're going to have a former employee give their side of the story.
Yeah, definitely. His name is Joseph Mackey. And he wants to shed some light on some of the commentary that we had. Of course, the Frederick News Post was mm-hmm. all over this story, much to their credit. Was an A1 story 3 out of the 5 days last week. And I'm not sure if the restaurant is still closed this morning. We'll let him break that down as we continue to follow a story that, for some reason, was such big news. I mean, the Taco Daddy is probably local. Not the only restaurant. Yeah, it's local. Yeah. Good story. But anyway, I want to go back to the disinformation board, and we are getting word that, they may take it as far as to go freezing people's bank accounts if you put misinformation or disinformation as deemed by this disinformation board on social media.
Well, and so here's, I find that disinformation, and I find that what it might do is if this makes mainstream news,
mm-hmm.
okay, people are going to make a run on the banks. And then what happens? The government will step in and start controlling the banks more.
Mm-hmm.
And, the next thing you know, they've taken everything over. And then we'll be like a lot of people want us to be, a socialist country, a communist country, whatever you want to call us anymore. Mm-hmm. We're just going down. But I'm scared that we say something like that because, number one, if it happens, you want to see protests?
Yeah.
You want to see protests? Well, we'll all be down on the streets, and we're all going to march. And we're all going to march to, Joe Biden will run to the hills or to Delaware or hide or we'll do whatever. But it will not be pretty if they shut down the bank, your access to bank accounts. I read something earlier. This was back in 2021, excuse me. Where the Biden administration is preparing to for a way for banks to refuse service to anybody who is Democratic enemies.
Hmm. Well, look at Chris Murray talks about the ESG scores all the time and loaning capabilities, people getting loans, and the ESG scores are designed for you to fall in lockstep with what loan officers want you to do. So if you are in the climate business, they won't loan money to you if you don't fall under a certain ideology. But the reason I bring the disinformation and the freezing of bank accounts up is because isn't that what Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau did to truckers a few months ago? He used the protest as a way to justify freezing thousands of bank accounts in order to end the Freedom Convoy.
How's he going to find that out? See, that's the scary part. If that's true, how did he find that out? How do you know that trucker Ryan Hedrick is there and he just froze your accounts?
Well, I mean, I don't.
That kind of stuff, just to me, it's just like, are we? Are we talking like, communism, Hitler? I mean, what are we doing here?
That is what Canada did. I don't know how they traced the protests back to certain truckers who had bank accounts with the Canadian government, but obviously they did. And Ryan Schwartz, who was Canada's public safety officer, said, this is a direct quote out of the BBC, an area worth examining from the recent blockades in February are the effects of misinformation and disinformation, which can cascade across social media platforms. So it wouldn't be that hard, Bob, to find out if you had a bank account through something like Facebook. That's why you should never tie your bank account to Facebook, because when you message somebody, there's an option, the dollar sign option that I told you about a couple of weeks ago. You hit that and you can pay people. How do you think you could pay people? Because your bank account is tied to Facebook. So before you go through all the permissions, all the messaging apps, and look at what they're really asking you, what permissions they're asking you to give up, and examine if those permissions and those liberties and freedoms you want to forfeit.
Yeah, well, they'd only want to do that, the government will only check it out when Donald Trump's in office.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, I pay when if Tiff needs money for like groceries or lunch or whatever, I Venmo her money. She Venmos me money. We send money back and forth to each other. And again, Venmo is tied to your social media. So they're tying everything to social media. And again, it wouldn't be that hard if you tweeted out Biden's a communist and the White House flagged it as disinformation. They could go through your social media accounts. Everything's tied to your email. It's not out of the realm of possibility that that actually could happen and would happen in the United States.
These are the things that the left said Donald Trump was going to do, and it seems to be their side. Yeah. It is 8:17 at WFMD. It is the Morning News Express on WFMD. 301-694-9363. That's the number that our guest has called us. Former bar manager for Taco Daddy. His name is Joseph Mackey. And kind of an interesting story. The Frederick News Post kind of broke it. And that is the employees of Taco Daddy walked out on their business after pay disputes and not getting paid. So we want to kind of get to the bottom of it. And Joseph decided to come on with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, thanks for reaching out to us. We appreciate it. We talked about the story, and of course, the Frederick News Post broke the story. So how long did you work at Taco Daddy for, Joseph?
A little over 3 years.
All right. And during that time, how many times did you either not get paid or did your paycheck bounce?
Me personally, checks bouncing probably happened between, I want to say probably like 10 to 15 times, me personally.
10 to 15 times. And obviously you would be assessed charges for overdraft fees during that time?
Yeah, my bank has my bank definitely has a bouncing check fee. Most banks do, so.
Did the owner ever make it right for you?
He does, you know, it might take him a couple of days, but he usually has someone write a check for us and take care of it.
Let me ask you a question. When you came to, and the owner is, and I hope I say it right, Neil Kamal, when you went to the owner, and said, "Hey dude, look, you know, your check bounced," what was the reason that he gave you? And obviously it happened numerous times. So what were the continuing, reasons?
It's usually him like doing like a guilt trip, like he's got bills and, you know, just give him a couple of days, you know, stuff like that. It's nothing professional at all. Nothing. I mean, it happens so frequently. It just kind of became a joke to everybody.
Yeah. Over the course of that time, what were some of the things that you guys uncovered as to why he was bouncing these checks?
Well, you know, sometimes he just, it kind of shows, like, when he does show up, you know, like, what he's wearing, what he's driving, you know, where he's at, you know, why he hasn't shown up in a couple weeks, you know. It's just, you know, on a Disney cruise or, you know, driving a new brand new Cadillac Escalade and stuff while our $40 checks are bouncing. It's kind of eye-opening, you know.
So let me ask you a question. We're talking with Joseph Mackey, former employee, actually bar manager of Taco Daddy. It's been a long time since I was in the restaurant bar business. And so tips, when you got your tips, did you have to put those in a pot? Did you have to give them to him and he distribute them? Or was it just something that you guys, if you say I came in and I had dinner and I tipped you $20 or whatever, is that just something you can pocket? Or did you have to split that? And did he take that money and then distribute it back out?
Tip-wise, whatever cash you had at the end of the night, that was yours, you know. But credit card tips, the manager, normally me, would have to handwrite checks for credit card tips because he didn't keep cash in the building.
So when did you guys all decide to, I mean, obviously you weren't the only person who were getting their checks bounced. He also had a restaurant down, you know, right next door, another type of restaurant. Were they getting their checks bounced as well? And then when did you guys decide as employees to go, you know what, we've had it up to here, we're done?
So next door, I don't really know if any of their checks were bouncing. I do know a lot of them were, they weren't even getting paychecks because they were under the table. And the week before we walked out, their front of the house staff, they walked out because they weren't getting paid. They were tipping out like server assistants and bussers, and the bussers and server assistants were getting the tip outs. The restaurant was trying to say that they were using that to pay the salary of other employees. I don't know how legal or illegal that is, but that's just, they just kind of got fed up with it. And so they walked out, and then the next week later, on Saturday, our kitchen didn't show up because they were getting their checks held, and that was May 7th, and we didn't even get our checks yet. So then finally the kitchen showed up, and the boss talked to him, and then a couple hours later, we got our checks, and there's some discrepancies, you know, like working 153 hours and getting a 60-hour paycheck, stuff like that, you know, that is up to the restaurant. Kind of just walked away, you know?
Yeah, you just do us a favor and watch the language a little bit, Joseph. Real quick, because one of the reasons why you reached out to us, because you heard that we were talking about the person who broke the story, Angela Roberts, and thought, you know, this is kind of an interesting story, but had to have some kind of a connection. So how did it make it into the newspaper? Did you reach out, or did she reach out to you? Did she know anybody in the group that walked out?
So none of us know Angela or ever met Angela, actually, until this past Wednesday. She reached out to me. I think she got my phone. Oh, I think it was on Facebook. She got my phone number. She contacted me on Facebook. And then she started texting me, and she started asking for more numbers. So I just kept giving her, like, my coworkers' numbers. Just giving everybody's numbers that she could talk to, and it just kind of went from there. But yeah, we didn't meet her until last Wednesday. None of us even knew who she was until last Wednesday. So there was no connection, no friendship, nothing like that.
Hey, Joseph, what do you think the future of Taco Daddy is?
Well, they've been closed for over a week. So you can't really stay in business if you're not making much money. So I don't know. I don't really know. You know, I think he might flip it and change the name of the restaurant, make it something different. But, you know, it'll still be him behind it, you know?
Right. So then the next question is obviously you'll never go back and work for him. But he was just saying, you know, he was trying to say his side of the story was just there's accounting issues and it's all going to be taken care of. And it was a big misunderstanding. Obviously, it sounds like it was a little bit more than that.
Definitely. You know, like if you followed the news articles, you could see he kind of changed his tune every article. It's an ongoing thing. So, you know, first he blames the management, you know, and then he blames the accounting. You know, he's always blaming something else for his issues. It's pretty obvious, like his track record, like what he does, you know, he gets people to do work for him. He doesn't pay them. He changes the name of the restaurant and so on and so forth. You know?
All right, Joseph. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us and clearing this stuff up. And best of luck to you in the future. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Absolutely. It is 8:31 at WFMD.